WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Welcome into Fun Friday here on the program, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And what a difference 24 hours makes, huh? Between the way we woke up yesterday and the way we woke up today. Yesterday, we were still in the mid-70s. Today, it's 60 degrees. It's raining. It's wet. It's wonderful, considering we just had almost a heat wave. I guess not quite officially a heat wave here on the South Coast, but certainly in other areas. And that's okay. Hey, listen, we're getting plenty of rain. No drought this year. So that's a good thing. And the best part is this rain is going to clear up by the afternoon. And that means you should have a nice dry evening for the feast. And then Saturday and Sunday are going to be perfect feast weather. So it all worked out. Even last night, there was a few sprinkles early on, but then everything was fine after that. When I first started walking into the feast grounds, there was a few little drops, but it never got more than that. And it seemed like everything went off very well. So I've always done a lot of things that were kind of feast adjacent. So I had gone to, you know, the Museum of Modern Heritage broadcasts, which usually happen the day or the day before or sometimes the morning of the feast. So I've done those in the past. And I've gone over there to set things up. And, you know, I've been part of when they have everybody come over that they do the lunch for all of the committee members and everybody that works the feast. They do that the day before. I've been there for that. I've been on the feast grounds taking photos and stuff with Gazelle before it officially opened. So, like, I've done all these, like, feast-adjacent things. But I've never actually gone to the feast while it was, you know, open and in full celebration mode. So last night was actually my very first experience, and what a wonderful time it was. I don't know if it just was a little bit less busy because it was a little cooler of a night. But all of this, oh man, the opening night is just bumper to bumper. It's, you know, elbow people, you can't get around. I didn't experience that at all. I thought, I mean, I also left at 10 o'clock because I had to get up early. But I thought it was a great time. Got to listen to Band Inc., who are awesome. Juliana is a star. We've had her on the program before, and you've probably seen them around performing. Great, great musicianship, great stage presence. I think everybody really enjoyed that part. So I didn't get to stay for the Earth, Wind, and Fire tribute band because, again, I just wanted to make sure I got enough sleep. And it's funny because I woke up this morning. Actually, I got up a little early. I got up at like 3:15. And I said, oh, I feel like I got hit by a truck. Like I'm just physically beat up. I'm sore. Like, why does it hurt? I had two glasses of Madeira wine, but I've done that before and not felt like this. I when I went to the punk rock show, I had like four glasses of wine over the course of the day. And I've drank it many other times before, you know, from the bottle. You can get the same wine, the same Madeira wine that they serve at the feast, you can get at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in the bottle. The only difference is they don't get it in the, obviously they don't get it in the barrels because the feast is the only ones who get it in the barrels. But so I bring it to like family events and stuff. So I've had plenty of it. It doesn't make me feel that way. I said, and I just, I don't know what, and then I remembered, oh yeah, I went on the Gravitron and that's what did it. I'm feeling the after effects of riding the Gravitron at age 47. But I had not been on one in probably 30 years, maybe even 35. I don't even remember when the last time was that I was on one. So I was so excited to see one and to ride it. And then I think that just kind of beat me up a little bit and I didn't realize it. So anyway, a lot of fun. I'll probably head back down there a couple times over the course of the weekend. I'm looking forward to getting down there on Sunday to hearing all Sinners play. And maybe each day I'll go down for a little while. If you see me there, come up, say hi. And, you know, they always say, oh, you go to the feast, you just see everybody you know. I was like, well, that's not going to happen to me because I don't know a lot of people in New Bedford. Like, yeah, I expect that I'm going to see, you know, city councilors and the mayor and, you know, people from the feast committee that have come into the studio or maybe some people that I know who have come in for interviews. In fact, that's who I ended up seeing most of is like people that I saw all the time, like Nick, who was here the other day, Nick Francis, who was here for Gnome Surf, came right up to me at the, you know, when we were cooking the Carnish Pit. So how is that for a coincidence? So I hear that all the time. I was like, well, that's not going to happen to me. I ran into tons of people that I knew. So even somebody like me that never leaves the house, who doesn't really know anybody in New Bedford, despite being, you know, working in this area now for 20 years and living in the city for 3 years, I didn't know anybody. But I knew so many people there last night. So, fun time. Glad that I finally went. So many times I was so close to going. And glad that I finally did. Now we'll make it an annual tradition. Okay. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We will have our fun Friday question for you coming up. We will have a lot to discuss. You heard Mike Roberts in the news there mention. So we have the story at WBSM.com about the fire in Attleboro yesterday. And when I woke up this morning and I was reading through the news, I saw the report from WPRI that fire was actually a meth lab fire. And as I was reading the story yesterday, I said, it's terrible that there's 24 people that are displaced, but thankfully everybody was okay. Well, one person was injured and had to be taken to the hospital, but, you know, is expected to survive. The injuries are serious, but they didn't say that they were life-threatening. And then I'm reading through and I was like, you start to think, like, what could be the cause? Because they didn't give any indication in the fire department press release. So you started thinking to yourself, well, what might be the cause? Well, it's summertime. People are plugging in air conditioners. The heat was starting to break up yesterday, there were still times it was warm in the morning and that can make your house warm. Sorry, I had to sneeze. So, you know, maybe they were trying to clear that out and maybe there was like a short or something. Usually that's what I think in the summertime is that it's some kind of, you know, air conditioning, electrical related thing. The same way that in the wintertime, you know, you think, well, was it the gas heater or a candle or something? I did not think when I was reading that story, I did not think meth lab as one of the possible reasons why. But apparently that was the case. So they'll have more information on that, I am sure. But just if you have a neighbor that has a meth lab in your apartment building and you're aware of that, you should probably tell them that it's not a good idea to do that in the house. And anybody that's ever watched any TV shows, TV dramas where people make meth, you know eventually they explode. So it's just too volatile, too dangerous to be doing it in a residence where 24 people and apparently two dogs lived. We also heard more discussion. Chris yesterday he also played the clips of the mayor and his response to Officer Taj. I thought that I might have saw Officer Taj at the feast. I saw an officer in front of the gate that I thought looked like him based on the photo from the New Bedford Light story, the online publication story. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to keep doing that. But it looked like him, but I didn't want to go up and bother him. But Chris played the mayor's clips. I'm sure he'll play it again. You can check out the podcast from Wednesday if you didn't get to hear it, the third hour of South Coast Now. And I know tomorrow that Paul Santos is going to be discussing this when he's on at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, because he was texting me yesterday with some like kind of previews of what he's going to discuss. So you definitely want to tune in for that tomorrow. He did a great job last week, I thought, of keeping the conversation going, even with people that opposed his viewpoint. I do think that what the mayor was saying, of course, listen, the mayor's a politician. The mayor definitely is going to try to put the best spin on any situation. The mayor is also PR conscious, so he's thinking as these things are happening, how is this being perceived and how can I make that perception shape what I want it to be? And that's not just a John Mitchell thing. That's, I think, any mayor does that. But also there's some John Mitchell in there, too, that's what he does. I think that he does have accurate points, though, in a way that if you have an officer that speaks this language that nobody else in the department speaks. And by the way, Quiche is not a language that you can just open up Duolingo and say, teach me Quiche. You know how I know that? Because I tried. I said, let's find out, what this language is, and let's see. And so I looked online, and I couldn't find anything that teaches it to you or translates it for you. I mean, and Google Translate for a language like that isn't always accurate. I mean, it's not even always accurate with like Spanish and French and Japanese. So it's not the best way. It's still kind of a struggle. And so I think he's absolutely right that having somebody that speaks his language, and especially where it's such a rarity, is a good thing. Now, he said a very important word in which he said that he didn't think that there were any qualified police officer candidates who were getting passed up. Qualified. So we can hear phone calls from people who call in and say, well, I want to be a police officer in New Bedford, and they never called me back. But were you qualified? Were there other extraneous things as to why they might not have hired you? Like, for example, were you not a resident at the time that you applied and they had the residency requirement as part of it? I mean, I guess they should have asked you if you were willing to relocate. Do you have a criminal record? Like, there's a lot of things that factor into it that make you disqualified that you might not even think would make you disqualified. For the same reason that people are arguing you have to be a citizen to be a police officer, you have to have your police officers held to a higher standard. So there's certain things that you might have in your work life or in your private life that would make you not the best candidate for being a police officer, that other candidates would be a better choice over you. And here's the thing. Everybody that's talking about this is trying to say, well, there's probably American people that got passed over, American citizens that got passed over for him, as if somehow just being an American citizen makes you a better person than Officer Taj. He might be just a better person than every other person that applied for that position in terms of what they saw in him in leadership ability or, you know, problem solving, whatever all these factors are that you take into account. And if you think that being born here versus coming here when you were 5 years old should be the number one superseding thing to get a job, well, then I hope you're not really ever responsible for hiring somebody. Because that's not really a good criteria for hiring somebody. Now, if all things are equal and you say, okay, this person is just as qualified as this person, that's a different story. But you don't know this officer. You don't know what his qualifications are. You don't know who he is as a person. Despite our attempts to try to get multiple hosts' attempts to try to get him to come on the air so we can learn more about him and put that human face on it, so we're not just talking about basically a piece of paper and a sworn oath to be a citizen, which I'm sure he would take right this second, except for the fact that there's a lot of extraneous things that have to happen around being able to take that oath. And as the mayor said, it takes a long time for citizenship. And he didn't want to see a good police officer not be able to be part of the police department because of that amount of time. Also, well, we can get into some more of that. I got to take a break. But anyway, the point is, I don't think this topic is going away anytime soon because there's still a lot of questions. Barry has an article about it today at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. I know he's going to talk more about it too. So there's a lot of conversation. As much as it sounds like the mayor just wants to, you know, say, all right, enough, move on. You're making a big deal out of nothing. I think people still have a lot of questions and a lot of points that they want to make on it. But I'm going to take this break. When we come back, we'll get the news and then 508-996-0500.
Trump's tariff deadline is set for today. Inflation was up in June and a woman killed by a fallen tree in California.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump's tariff deadline is here. The president announced he's given Mexico a 90-day extension after he spoke with the country's president yesterday. Earlier in the week, Trump refused to offer deadline extensions as he pushed for countries around the world to agree to trade deals. So far, deals have been agreed to with the European Union, the UK, Japan, and South Korea, among others. On Wednesday, President Trump announced a 25% tariff against India with a penalty due to what he said was them buying military equipment and energy from Russia. Inflation was up in June. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, a key inflation gauge used by the Federal Reserve, rose 0.3%. The biggest increase in the last 4 months. That puts the annual PCE inflation rate at 2.6%. A woman is dead after being struck by a falling tree branch while hiking in Yosemite National Park. Officials say 29-year-old Angela Lynn died in mid-July on the Tulum Grove Trail, a popular area known for its giant sequoias. Lynn's boyfriend performed CPR until emergency services arrived, but she died due to fatal head injuries. The trail was temporarily closed for about a week. At the National Park Service, an investigation is underway. Grief, anger, and questions after a Connecticut toddler choked on a meatball at a daycare center and died. Here's Andrew Whitman.
Shamira Cook got the nightmare call Tuesday. Something was wrong with her 2-year-old son, Santi, at daycare. Cook rushed to the YWCA New Britain to find staffers in tears and Santi intubated with workers performing CPR. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. YWCA says they did everything they could to help Santi. His mother has unanswered questions. Records show the YWCA has had some past state violations, including some that led to fines.
The plans are set for a new $200 million ballroom at the White House.
Spokesperson Caroline Levitt said construction will begin in September.
The White House State Ballroom will be a much-needed and exquisite addition of approximately 90,000 total square feet of innately designed and carefully crafted space.
On Thursday, she showed reporters renderings of the structure to be built in the East Wing, showing Greek columns and gold-encrusted chandeliers. It will be paid for by President Trump and other private donors and will be used for high-profile events. I'm Brian Shook.
The total time for the Billy Joel documentary And So It Goes is 5 hours. That's 2 hours less than the soundtrack for the two-part series. A 155-song soundtrack was released on platforms this week. The 7-hour soundtrack contains numerous previously unreleased live tracks. Producers of the soundtrack say that there's still a large amount of unreleased material in the vaults of Billy Joel and Sony, and more compilations are in the works.
Probably the most important thing, don't ever feed him after midnight.
Yum, yum. The star of Gremlins says there may be a Gremlins 3. Zach Galligan starred in both the 1984 classic and the 1990 sequel, Gremlins 2. Last week, Galligan spoke at a UK Comic-Con in Manchester and said Warner Brothers is incredibly interested in Gremlins 3 and that after 35 years, they finally come up with a script. He's claiming that the script was sitting on Steven Spielberg's desk awaiting his approval. A Warner Brothers employee stated that the studio was also working with Spielberg's Amblin Entertainment on developing new entries in Goonies franchises as well. At the box office this weekend, The Fantastic Four First Steps is expected to take first place for the second straight week. The Marvel Studios film looking to make $45 to $52 million. Meanwhile, the reboot of The Naked Gun starring Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson is projected to make $15 to $17 million.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox host the Astros at Fenway tonight at 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Okay, so maybe this isn't the Friday we envisioned, but here we are anyway, stuck in the rain for at least the morning. The heavy stuff tapers off. We're left with some clouds in the later afternoon. Temperatures getting into the low 70s today. Yeah, way below average for this time of year. The weekend's going to be a stunner. Temperature is going to be very comfortable for this time of year and plenty of sunshine both weekend days.
I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
It is, of course, the first day of August. I didn't mention that at the beginning of the show that, you know, welcome into a new month, but it is the beginning of August. I'm looking at the TV. I have Channel 12 on here in the studio. That's what I usually have on in the mornings because they give you the traffic every few minutes, so I can keep an eye on that in case there's anything that pops up. And right now they're doing a report on the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. And I see John Alves on the screen talking about it. And that is actually our fun Friday question of today, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. What is your favorite part of the feast? And you can answer that on the WBSM Facebook page or call in at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I can tell you, I can report back that all the hype over these nadas that came from Portugal direct from Portugal. All the hype that we've heard about that for the last couple of months, that was a big deal. It wasn't just hype. These things were amazing. And I had one of each. So they have a traditional and they have a chocolate one. And I think it was like $3 for one or $5 for two or something. So I was like, well, let me try one of the original and one of the traditional. Now, I've always had them, and maybe this is just my experience, but I've always had them as being like a fully baked custard cup. These, when you bit into them, not only were they the custard cup, but they had like a gooey, creamy center. And I was just like, okay, I don't know that I can ever go back now. They were just incredible. So I recommend, and it's when you, if you are going to try one, if you like chocolate too, I would definitely recommend trying one of each and comparing and contrasting. But I that's it. That's all that I had. Those were the only sweets that I had outside the Madeira wine, which is sweet. But other than that, no other sweets. So maybe I can get away with having another round of those sometime before the end of the weekend. And also, I want to thank Gazelle over at Fun 107 because they were broadcasting live from there. That's part of the reason why I went over there is because I wanted to take some photos and stuff for their broadcast. And Gazelle taught me how to cook the Carnish bit, how to, you know, put the meat on the skewer and season it and how to cook it. So I was the second person to get the meat yesterday. There was a couple from Florida that were first, and neither one of us knew what we were doing. So thanks to Gazelle, he was able to kind of show us. And I think I did pretty well for the first time. I let Gazelle salt it, and he probably made it a little bit saltier than I would have made it. But I saw now what people are talking about when they say you see folks show up with their bag of peppers and onions. And I mentioned that Nick from Gnome Surf was there, and he had everything. He had zucchini and summer squash, and it was just the most beautiful layout. And then here I am with just like my chunks of meat. I was like, I should have probably prepared better for this. But then watching folks pour the wine over it, and other people had like their marinade. Oh, so interesting to watch. And I saw Peter Pereira there taking some photos. So they'll probably show up on the Standard Times website. You can see how beautiful those skewers looked. And then, of course, Kelly from Stevie's Wine and Spirits. She's also a professional photographer, and she was taking photos for the feast. So you're going to see all kinds of great stuff coming that way as well. But that's our Fun Friday question today. What is your favorite part of the feast? And me, one day in, I don't know that I could necessarily pick one thing yet. What if I could pick one thing? I think it would have to be the fact that no judgment from anybody. It's your first time doing it. Fine. Everybody around you is going to help you. Like, it was just a real sense of community. And so nobody thought it was weird when I was obsessing over the meat. You know, other people just put it down and they walk away. They'll be like, yeah, I'll be back in 10 minutes. And I'm like watching it like a hawk, turning it, moving it around because certain pieces weren't getting enough flame. And then I was like, how do I get this meat off of there? And then I watched how it happens. I said, oh, where's Gazelle? And I was like, you know what? Nope, just going to do it. And so I did, and everything worked out fine. So anyway, we can talk more about that. We can talk about other things. We can talk about the news of the week. And as I said, there's going to be a lot more talk about the New Bedford Police Department and the hiring of legal permanent residents. And I want people to understand that because you're probably hearing what the mayor was saying and automatically processing it through the filter of political rhetoric. But basically what he's saying is, and not to put words in his mouth, but the federal hiring guidelines are that people with legal permanent status, a.k.a. a green card, are allowed to be employed. And that you have to consider them for employment under the EOE, the Equal Opportunity Employment Statute. So his position on this is, why would we exclude them? They can work. They can offer unique skills that other candidates might not be able to offer. Why wouldn't we want to hire them? And why would we discriminate against them? Now, yes, other departments have, other departments do. As Chris points out, the state police do. But two things about that. One, that's different than the city of New Bedford, because every municipality or every overseeing authority makes that decision. And then two, I don't know how long that would stay a thing for the state police. You know, you might see that change if, again, recruiting and hiring doesn't keep consistent. If those numbers start to drop, they might look at that as a way to bring in more potential candidates. That doesn't mean that they're going to hire them necessarily, but it means they can take them in as potential troopers. Because what happens if you start having legal permanent residents who are serving on police departments that prove themselves exemplary and would make great state troopers? So I think there's a lot to this, and I think there's more to it than just this was a good PR move and it got the city and the police department a positive article when there had been a series of negative articles in the Boston Globe. I don't think it's just that. I think there's an effort here from the police department to have more police officers that reflect the community that they have to show up and answer calls for. So yes, that would include the Mayan community. That would include the Cape Verdean community. That would include, you know, any other pocket of New Bedford that has a different culture. You want to have a representation of that culture because you want to, that helps increase trust in the police department. And even if somebody says, oh, you know, I don't trust the police, but I like that one officer who comes from our neighborhood. Well, I mean, that's been how people have felt about the police for forever. We've always looked at police departments and say, it's a great thing if we can get one of the kids from that troubled neighborhood or one of the kids from that, you know, kind of closed off community, because, you know, some are kind of insulated amongst themselves, and we can get somebody from that neighborhood to be on the police force. That's a huge help in fostering that trust for the police and getting them to report those crimes. Because when, you know, people argue when the mayor says that crime is down, they say, well, that's not my experience. Well, also, those crimes that you know about have to be reported. We were just having this conversation, myself and Gazelle, the other day, talking about how many people post on social media about this place, my store was robbed, or, you know, my car was broken into last night. And they're quick to post surveillance video and still photos and all kinds of stuff, but they never report it to the police for whatever reason, you know, various different reasons. Sometimes it's, I don't want to get, you know, the person obviously has struggles. I don't want them to have to go to jail over this. I just want them to get help, but I want my stuff back. Or maybe it's, yeah, I don't want the police in my business. There's a variety of different reasons why they might not report it. But if they don't report it, that's not a crime. The crime didn't happen. As far as the statistics go, the crime never happened because nobody reported it. And a lot of the times they don't report these crimes because they don't trust the police. So if you get more, if you foster more of that trust, they'll report more of those crimes. You'll get a more accurate depiction of what's going on and then get the tools that you need to fight those crimes. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be right back.
Don't be afraid of the world we made on a hot summer night. Cause when a lonely, lovely walks by, then you can see a look in her eye. And you know that it's hot in the city, hot in the city tonight.
Well, it's not going to be hot in the city tonight. It's going to be like in the 60s. So it should be really nice. But that is Billy Idol. He is coming to Xfinity Center coming up. We did not get tickets to that to give away. We tried. Believe me, we tried. But we do have our final pair of tickets to see Katy Perry that we're going to give away today. She's coming to TD Garden. And you can enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. That is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. Of course, the home of the purple dot where you can try before you buy. And where if you're going to be heading out to a concert, you should probably stop by there to get all your tailgating supplies because they've got a little bit of everything. Now, next week, for those of you who are like, I'm not a Katy Perry fan, Tim, what do you got coming up next week that you're going to be giving away tickets to? Starting on Monday, we're going to be giving away tickets all next week to see the Doobie Brothers at the Xfinity Center. And every year that we have gotten tickets to see the Doobie Brothers, it's been our biggest contest. Everybody loves the Doobies. People want to go to that show, so we get like record numbers every year entering for those tickets. And so this year, because of the response of the WBSM audience to this show, our friends at Live Nation have given us extra tickets to give away. So we've got a bunch of tickets to give away to the Doobie Brothers all next week. So even if you're like, well, I enter all the time, I never win. Well, this could be the one for you. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Yeah, first of all, I'm glad to see that the weather has cooled off because the humidity the last couple of days have been brutal, to be honest with you. But I'm just calling with a question. I know it's real early. I don't know how many people are listening or if you know. Do you know if City Hall opens at 8 o'clock or 8:30 in the morning?
Give me one second. I bet I can look that up for you.
It's, you know, August 1st, property tax bills are due today.
So
I want to see, I there's been times I get there on that, get there right on that day to pay my bill and there's 5,000 people in line. I think I wanted to see if maybe I got up early, if I could be one of the first ones in there. But I'm like, oh, I don't know. I mean, do they open at 8 or 8:30?
8 a.m. according to the website.
All right. Well, thank you. And that's about why I was calling. But anyway, you have a good day, and I'm glad to hear you enjoyed the feast.
I did. I plan on enjoying a few more times, too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, the weather's going to be good, and I guess the way the weather is for Sunday doesn't look like it's going to be too hot, so I guess people that like that parade will be happy with that, too, so no hot and humidity.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a good day.
You as well. Take care. And I'm going to get one more break in before the end of the hour. Let me do that, and then we'll come back. Again, Fun Friday. Our Fun Friday question is, what is your favorite part of the feast? You can answer on our Facebook page, or you can call in, or you can put it up on WBSM app chat on the WBSM app, or leave me an open line voicemail on the app. And don't forget, too, that app chat and open line voicemail is available to you anytime. So even if, like, over the weekend you're trying to think of something, you can record it and send it over or type it out and send it over, and we can talk about it on Monday. That's 24/7. Those things are available. Just the only thing is if you want to send me a message and, like, say Brian's on the air or Ken's on the air or something else, just make sure that at the top of the app chat message, you just make sure that you select my show. I do see all of the messages, but when you select my show, it sends me an email, too. So it lets me know. And then I'll know that that's something we can discuss on Monday. All right, let me take, and thanks to South Coast Towing for making the WBSM app happen, because that's why we get to have such great features like that. All right, let me get this break in. We'll be right back. Baby, I'm your man. All right, well, we're going to be going into the news in just a moment. We'll get the ABC News and then your South Coast News with Mike Roberts. And then on the other side of that, we can talk more at 508-996-0500. And we are going to, as I said, you know, we'll have the Doobie Brothers tickets to give away next week. I forgot, too, that we just got, it'll be coming up in a couple of weeks, but I guess Gronk and Julian Edelman have a podcast together, and they're going to be doing that out on the road live in front of crowds. In a couple of weeks, we're going to give away tickets to that. So it's not just concerts. We've gotten tickets to comedy shows, and now we're getting tickets to live podcasts as well.